It's fantastic. We just love playing it. It's filled with lots of raw emotion, but also some tender moments, sometimes visceral and sometimes sublime. It's just fantastic to play.
Is it your choice to put the program together?
It was my choice to do the Tchaikovsky, and Professor Prickett and I, who's the choral conductor, we chose the Poulenc Gloria to go with it.
Well, and the Poulenc Gloria, as you mentioned, choral, you have a lot of different elements here.
Yes.
Does that heighten the level of, I don't want to say difficulty, but...
Well, yes. Anything with the larger the ensemble, the more things that could go wrong, I guess you could say. But also the more exciting it is because you have so much more to work with.
Are rehearsals different once you start adding the other elements?
Yes. And we haven't actually had any rehearsals yet with everybody put together for the Poulenc, but I think that'll start soon. It better start soon, yes.
The concert's Monday night, right?
Yes. I think usually in a piece like that, you put it together for a dress rehearsal and something like that.
This is going with the title of Winter Glory.
Yes. Well, it's the Gloria of Poulenc.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
Also, I think the Tchaikovsky Symphony is absolutely glorious. And it was premiered in winter on a cold day in late November, 1888, 123 years ago. And it's just a fantastic way of Tchaikovsky to kind of fight through his early winter blues and just dynamic music.
And I've read that when he first completed it, after he'd heard it a couple of times, he wasn't as happy with it as many of us are now.
Well, he was famous for that, having changing opinions of himself. The premiere went very, very well, but a few months later it was performed in Prague, I think it was, and he was almost suicidal because it was such a dismal flop in Prague. The audience didn't understand it. The critics didn't understand it. It was too modern, they thought, which is incredible to me today because it's such a staple of the repertoire.
Well, and then the second movement is familiar.
It became a pop song, Lovely Moon or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
In the 30s or 40s, I think.
Yeah, Glenn Miller,
yes.
I think, did it, yes.
Yes. And was on, you know, the radio as a pop song. But the tune is, of course, by Tchaikovsky. So if you come to the concert and you'll hear the melody, you'll definitely know it. I think in the 60s, I remember it was on a TV commercial, something about No More Rice Krispies.
Really?
So if you can think back that far, you'll recognize it from that as well.
What's it like when you're in the middle of this and you're conducting and you're hearing this beautiful music?
Well, it's very easy to get swept away by the music, and you have to have a bit of control to prevent that from happening, because otherwise disaster could happen. But you learn how to do that after conducting enough.
So you still can enjoy it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Every minute of every rehearsal is an enjoyment, just hearing the notes being put together. Even when we're first starting, it's very exciting.
Do you ever get goosebumps when you're conducting?
Yes, all the time. Even though I know what's coming and that it's still exciting.
We should mention this will be kind of the finale of a 3-day University of Arkansas
That's correct.
Performance at Walton Arts Center.
Yes, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, I believe, and Monday night. It's a wonderful holiday experience for everybody. You should come out and see it.
And the Monday night concert begins at 7:30.
7:30, that's correct.
And you can't really beat the prices.
That's right. It's, I think, $5 general admission, $1 for students.
Guaranteed to get you into a December winter holiday mood.
Yes, it will.
All right. What do I say? Good luck? Is that what I should say to a...
Good luck is very appropriate.
Okay,
yes.
Well then good luck and look forward to the concert.
Thank you very much.